Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
We reach into it with our bare hands and we pull out piping hot food on a daily basis. You do this multiple times a day. You never do that on a stovetop or an oven. No wonder kids don't necessarily understand the risks involved with microwave cooking. Welcome to Health Buzz Podcast, your source for prescription-strength health information. I'm your host, Dr. Jim Keeney, emergency physician at Mission Hospital Regional Medical Center and Children's Hospital at Mission in Mission Viejo, California. Our topic today is microwave safety and kids. But first, let me tell you about our sponsor, Audible Kids. I personally have an account with Audible. I love it. It is an online source for Audible books. You download them just like you would a podcast to your iPod, and you can listen to it anywhere you go. I listen to books while I'm driving all the time. It's amazing. Just a 15-minute drive to and from work is a half hour of listening a day, and usually within a week, I can finish a book. It's unbelievable how much you can actually read using this technique. Now, we use it with our kids as well, and when we're traveling, we'll listen to books in the car. It really beats the video, and it's a lot cheaper than installing videos in your car. So give it a try. They're offering one free download to Health Buzz listeners. If you click on the link in the right-hand column that says Audible Kids, you can sign up there for free to receive your free download and give it a try. I think you'll like it. Back to our discussion. We're talking about microwave safety today in kids. A recent study was published in the Journal of Pediatrics, and it showed that severe scaldings can be caused by kids using microwaves. They weren't too surprised to find that between 18 months and 4 years, children were being burned when they opened the microwave and removed hot food or liquids themselves. But a second, more surprising pattern developed. In the second group, children ages 7 to 14 actually burnt their younger siblings because they would take the food out and the food would either spill or it would be too hot for the young child to use themselves. Most of the injuries occurred in children between 10 and 21 months, so that seems to be the danger zone, and most occurred while children were at home being cared for by their family or primary caregiver. You know, some of these kids required skin grafting, and the average hospital stay was 8 days, so this is not a minor issue. Now, given the fact that microwaves are used every day all across the country, I think this is not something that happens with a huge amount of frequency, but this is an area of concern that it's always a good reminder for both the kids, younger kids and older kids, because I think we all become complacent reaching into that microwave, especially for younger kids when you're preparing food. I mean, most people will tell you don't prepare food for babies in a microwave, but I know the reality. I have 3 kids, and the bottom line is you're going to do this from time to time or regularly just because of the convenience factor. What you want to make sure is if you're using this to heat up formula should just be warm. Don't put the nipple top on it because the steam can accumulate underneath that nipple top. And when it squirts out, that is scalding hot steam that could go either right into the child's mouth and cause breathing problems. Or if you're going to test the bottle, it could come right out onto your hand and burn you. So heat the bottle without a top on it. Then put the top on it. Make sure you shake it real well so that the heat is evenly distributed through the bottle, and then test it on the inside of your wrist because that's the most sensitive skin for you, and it should just be warm. You don't need hot baby formula. So if it feels just slightly warm to you, that's the right temperature. Now, if you're going to use a microwave to heat plastic bottles, you should really think about this chemical BPA that's really been in the news a lot lately. And the FDA is considering banning it in baby products. There are BPA-free plastic bottles, and I would recommend that, or you could use glass bottles, but that's something to be aware of. There's really not a scientific consensus yet on this issue, but we know that BPA is a hormonal disruptor, and so you don't want to expose your children to that, especially if we don't know what it does. I'm a little less worried about it in adults, but you know, time may tell that this is a significant chemical, so that's something to be aware of. If you're going to heat food, solid food for kids, especially babies, you want to make sure that it's very well stirred and it has a chance to sit, because they've done studies in baby jars where they put food in it and the center can reach temperatures of 200 degrees. And for a baby, the temperature should be closer to about 100 degrees or less. The sides of the jar in these studies were as low as 50 degrees. So you can't tell just by grabbing the jar and feeling it. And these pockets can be very dangerous if suddenly that's placed inside the baby's mouth and burns them. So you want to make sure, especially foods with high fat contents, you know, that may have meat or cheese or those type of things in them, fat heats more rapidly in a microwave and will cause little hot spots and pockets that are scalding and burning hot. So make sure you take the food out of the baby jar, put it in an open dish that's a little more flat, stir the food more frequently, and then allow it to sit afterwards. Now, children under 3 or 4 should just be kept away from a microwave altogether, like not even allowed to get near it. If you can put it somewhere where they can't get to it, that would be ideal. If you can buy a microwave that has a more complex latch, so it's not just a tug handle, that might help as well, because it'll keep kids out of that microwave until they learn how to use it. You got to remember to tell them it's not a toy, because from their perspective, again, you're just reaching into this thing with your bare hand. They don't know that you're reaching in for hot liquids. They don't know how careful you're being or mindful you may be. That's something you have to communicate to your kids, and it's a good thing to remind the older kids as well. They also can become complacent and forget about these things. We all can use a safety reminder from time to time, and that's what this program's all about, giving you those safety reminders to keep you safe and out of the ER. You know, how many businesses out there is the business model to keep people away from your business? I'm Dr. Jim Keeney. You've been listening to Health Buzz Podcast, your only source for prescription strength health information. Be sure to visit our website at www.jim.md, featuring on-demand podcasts of our entire library of health topics. For comments and questions, please email us at mail@jim.md. And don't forget to sign up for the free podcast by clicking on the links in the upper right sidebar of the webpage. Thanks for listening, and tell a friend, it could save their life.